50 years ago today, March 24, 1955, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof opens on Broadway to ecstatic reviews.
NPR's Bob Mondello recalls a dramatic milestone.
Ecstatic reviews, lines around the block, and a playwright who's telling everyone who'll listen that the director should have used a different version of his last act. 3 years later, Cat opens at the movies, and again, Tennessee Williams hates it.
You know what I feel like? I feel all the time like a cat on a hot tin roof.
Then jump off the roof, Maggie, jump off it. Our cats jump off roofs and they land uninjured. Do it, jump.
Jump where? Into what?
Elizabeth Taylor and Paul Newman were doing an adaptation that softened the predatory nature of Maggie and the sexual confusion of Brick. Both stars were new to the material, but one performance nobody had wanted to mess with was the one that had lit up Broadway. Genial, friendly folk singer Burl Ives uncharacteristically spitting fire as the family patriarch Big Daddy.
Tell you something, boy. I still have a feeling for women and I'm 65.
That's mighty remarkable, Big Daddy.
Remarkable?
Admirable.
Not only remarkable and admirable, it's downright satisfying. I'm gonna have me a ball.
Ball?
I'm gonna pick me a choice woman and I'm gonna smother her in minks and choke her with diamonds. Well, I'm gonna be happy.
Big Daddy is dying, but doesn't know it yet, something that might also have been said of Tennessee Williams at the time, or at any rate of his career. Cat on a Hot Tin Roof was vigorous and ferocious, but it would be his last big hit. Though Williams continued writing for another 28 years, talk of his decline had begun, and the critical vultures were circling, just as the family vultures circled in Cat. Tennessee Williams wasn't Big Daddy, of course, but both had enormous appetites, left much to those around them, and hated letting go. I'm Bob Mondello.